When we first hit the road for our two-month adventure, we knew the freedom and cooperation at these schools was going to blow our minds. But what we weren't prepared for was how powerful these young people are, and how real it is that radical learning projects around the country are changing people's lives every day.
It's like I'm a lot happier with everything that I do now. So I wasn't very happy in public school. Even like when I would come home, I wouldn't be happy because of the day that I had.
Yeah, I don't miss anything from my old school. I don't miss the hallways, I don't miss the lockers, I don't miss the students, I don't miss the teachers, I don't miss anything. I love this school.
I'm making lots of new friends and having a lot of fun. Even though it's a rainy day outside today, I'm still having fun indoors.
If I stretch myself in some way and go and pursue something that is inspiring to me, I'm a new person all of a sudden.
It's basically a community of people coming together to support each other and explore their passions. What could be better? I never want to leave. Nobody ever wants to leave that comes.
When I leave, it'll all have been positive. I got a job. I live on my own now. I'm doing what I need to do. Before, I was doing absolutely nothing. So I think I've learned a lot about who I am. Started to figure myself out.
Wow, look how much I've changed, look how much I've grown.
It's overwhelming, but you wouldn't want it any other way. Yeah. Because once you have that knowledge and once you have the picture of learning like this, there's no way of going back.
And just like, it's just become a lifestyle now.
Your toes have been like dipped into it, and there's no way that you can pull out because it's so much better this way.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things we can do to participate in this movement. You can start by talking to the people in your community.
One of the biggest things is just exposure, because I talk to a lot of different people and most of them are like, wow, oh my God, that sounds so cool. I didn't even know something like that existed.
In addition to spreading the word, there's a plethora of options for action. Dropping out of school, running for the Board of Education, writing a letter to a superintendent, a principal, a teacher, telling them what learning could look like. Organizing a student walkout, protesting racism, ableism, tracking, budget cuts in schools, lobbying the lawmakers, volunteering to be a mentor at a radical learning space, donating meals, supplies, or money, learning about and supporting the work that all people are doing in community, not just people with privilege. Starting an unschooling group, becoming a librarian, asking kids what they want for their learning, kids telling their parents their ideas. And by all means, creating for yourself and your loved ones what you need and desire in the world.
To me, the answer is just get together kids you care about, not random kids, but kids you care about, and ask the question, what's it going to take for you to thrive? And not just the kids, but also you. Or, you know, for you or your friends or whoever you want to do a project, just sit down and ask the question. What's it going to take for us to thrive? And then go. And just keep going from there.
Setting out on this trip, our hearts full of idealism, felt a little like the search for the Holy Grail. Secretly, we sought the perfect learning environment, or the pieces that we could combine into a magical super school in our minds. But what we learned, more than anything else, is that there are a million ways to learn, to educate, in community, and that only together with all the other people, projects, and movements can there exist a radical learning space. We had to live it to learn it.